Mixed in with the fallen troll's bones were broken pieces of dark ice that might have been the jigsaw puzzle remains of armor and weapons. Each fragment bore the remnants of ornate engraving employing gold, silver, and tiny blue jewels. Fairy artistry, and expensive artistry at that. 13 of them. The trolls were Mabs, I murmured. I saw some of them outfitted like this a couple of years back. How long have they been dead? Murphy asked quietly. I grunted and hunkered down. I stretched my left hand out over the bones and closed my eyes, focusing my attention on sharpening my senses, mundane and magical alike. Very faintly, I could scent the heavy, bestial stink of a troll. I'd only seen a couple of the big ones from up close, but you could smell the ugly bastards from half a mile away. There was a rotten odor, more like heavy mulch than old meat, and there was more sulfur and brimstone. Below that, I could feel tremors in the air over the spot, the psychic residue of the troll's violent death. There was a sense of excitement, rage, and then a dull, seldom-felt terror and a rush of sharp, frozen images of violent death, confusion, terror, and searing agony. My hand flinched back from the phantom sensation of its own accord, and for just a moment, the memories of my burning took on tangible form. I hissed through my teeth and held my hand against my stomach, willing the too real ghost of pain away.
Harry? Murphy asked.
What the hell? The impression the death had left was so sharp, so severe, that I had actually gotten bits of the troll's memories. That had never happened to me before. Of course, I had never tried to pick up vibes in the never-never either. It made more sense that the substance of the spirit world would leave a clearer spiritual impression.
Harry, Murphy said again, more sharply.
I'm all right,
I said through clenched teeth. The imprint had been more clear than anything I'd ever felt in the real world. In Chicago, I would have thought it was only a few seconds old. Here,
I can't tell how old they are, I said. My gut says not very, but I can't be sure.
It must have been weeks, Thomas said. It takes that long for bones to get this clean.
It's all relative, I said. Time can pass at different rates in Fairy. These bones could have fallen 1,000 years ago by the local clock, or 20 minutes ago.
Thomas muttered something under his breath and shook his head.
What killed them, Harry? Murphy asked.
Fire. They were burned to death, I said quietly. Down to the bone.
Could you do that? Thomas asked.
I shook my head.
I couldn't make it that hot. Not at the heart of winter.
Not even with hellfire. The remains of perhaps 1,000 creatures lay scattered about. I'd cut loose once in the past and roasted a bunch of vampires, and maybe some of their victims with them. But even that inferno hadn't been big enough to catch more than a tithe of the fallen defenders of Arctis Tor.
Then who did it? Charity asked quietly.
I didn't have an answer for her. I rose and nudged a smaller skull with my staff.
The littler ones were goblins, I said, foot soldiers.
I rolled a troll-sized thigh bone aside with my staff. An enormous sword, also of that same black ice, lay shattered beneath it.
These trolls were her personal guard, I gestured back at the gate. Covering her retreat to the tower, maybe. Some of them got taken down along the way. The others made a stand at the tower's base, died there.
I paced around, checking what the tracking spell had to say, and triangulated again.
Molly's in the tower, I murmured.
How do we get in? Murphy asked. I stared at the blank wall of the spire.
I said. Charity glanced over my shoulder and nodded at the spire.
Look behind those trolls. If they were covering a retreat, they should be near the entrance to the tower.
Maybe, I said.
I walked over to the tower and frowned at the black ice. I ran my right hand over its surface, feeling for cracks or evidence of a hidden doorway, my senses tuned to discover any magic that might hide a door. I had the sudden impression that the black ice and the slowly pulsing colors inside were somehow alive. Aware of me. And they did not like me at all.
I got a sense of alien hatred, cold and patient. Otherwise, I got nothing from my trouble but half-frozen fingers. "Nothing here," I said, and wrapped my knuckles on the side of the tower, eliciting the dull thump of a very solid object. Maybe the trolls just wanted to fight with their backs to something solid. I might have to go all the way around checking for